Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The issue of divorce is a very sensitive issue, and in particular, since people are generally not very aware of the correct procedure of divorce, giving a divorce in a wrong fashion has serious repercussions. In particular, in this regard, one of the greatest violations is that people think that giving three divorce sentences or three divorce declarations is the prescribed procedure of divorce. And at other times, people out of their anger actually give three divorce sentences. Now, a correctly pronounced divorce sentence in Islam is that a person or a husband just needs to pronounce the divorce sentence once. And in that divorce sentence, of course, after that, the wife will pass through the iddat period, and if husband has the authority to take her back during this iddat period. And this authority or this right he can exercise twice in his life. He can divorce his wife and then take her back during the iddat period. However, if he divorces his wife for the third time, then she will stand permanently separated from him, unless, of course, if she wants to remarry him or he also wants to remarry her, then she will have to go through a whole procedure in which she will have to marry someone else, and then out of some naturally arisen circumstances, the two get divorced, and only then will that lady be legal for the first husband. Now, when people pronounce the divorce sentence thrice, they are faced with the ordeal of permanent separation from their wives. And precisely for this reason, violation of such issues has to be tackled. And this tackling has been, we can receive enough guidance regarding tackling, regarding wrongly given divorce sentences from the various cases which ensued in the time of the Prophet. The Prophet severely reprimanded people who gave three divorce sentences, and he said, أَيُلَّبُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَزُرِكُمْ. Is a playful attitude being adopted with the Book of God whilst I am amongst you? So therefore, he has severely forbidden that people should give divorce three times, because of course it has very serious repercussions. And a person will completely lose his wife, and the wife, of course, will lose the marriage bond in this matter. Now, the various cases which have been reported in the time of the Prophet give us a lot of guidance in how to tackle wrongly given divorces, especially when people utter three divorces. If we consider these cases, it comes to light that one way of tackling them is to ask for the intention. The intention of the husband needs to be determined, and a statement can be given, recorded from him, and a person can, and the judge can ask him whether he was really adamant in giving the divorce three times, he was using all those three rights, or whether he was ignorant of the divorce procedure, or whether he thought that it was out of anger that he uttered these three divorce sentences. So in this case, the intention will make the decision, or will be the basis of the decision, and a judge can, of course, think, and he can perceive that if the husband has perhaps wrongly given the divorce sentences out of ignorance or out of anger or out of any other reason, he can determine the right intention. For example, if the person says that he had absolutely no intention of giving the divorce, or if he says that he had just wanted to give one divorce and out of sheer anger he gave three divorces, the judge can ask him, and of course he can in this matter decide an issue by judging what actually was the intention. The second way to tackle such violations is that a law should be passed at the state level, or a legislation should be done at the state level, as per which it can be legislated that if people give three divorce sentences, then they shall be regarded as three. And in this matter, no intention shall be taken. And the legislation will be that since people are misusing this or are wrongly using the divorce procedure, hence if they start giving three divorce sentences, then all of these three divorce sentences shall be implemented, which in other words would mean that the wife shall stand permanently separated from her husband. And of course, this is also one form of tackling. The other thing which this legislation can be done in this matter is that these three divorce sentences can be regarded as a single divorce sentence, and only one divorce shall be implemented, which in other words would mean that the wife will not be permanently separated, and of course that husband will have the right to take her back during the iddat period. So whatever the procedure adopted in both cases, the various cases which occur in the time of the Prophet give us enough guidance in this matter. We know that in the matter of Rukana ibn Abd al-Yazid, the Prophet asked for his intention, and when he told the Prophet that his intention was only to divorce once, because he had uttered three divorce sentences, and when he told him that his intention was only to divorce once, the Prophet accepted this, and he accepted his intention. And the legislation aspect can also be gauged from the fact that in the time of the Caliph Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he actually thought that people were wrongly using this divorce procedure, and he, as a reprimand, said that if anyone from now on utters three divorce sentences, he will have all three of them implemented. So we have this precedent from the times of the Caliph Umar also. And in a nutshell, we can say that divorce should only be pronounced once, and people should make themselves aware of the divorce procedure before they actually utter this divorce. And all wrongly uttered divorce sentences can either be tackled through a legislation or by taking a testimony or by taking a statement of the person who has given this divorce. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ